This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, August 20. Living out the story of God. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town." By the time Luke's gospel was written, after AD 60, the church had entered into a new generation of believers. They had limited memories of its start and development. Memories of Jerusalem, Antioch, and Paul's missionary journeys were fading. Much had changed. Many of the believers wondered what God was up to now and why Jesus hadn't returned yet in their lifetime. They wondered what it meant to be the church now. Many generations of people since then have asked similar questions. In the story about Jesus sending out 72 followers, we gain some insight into what it means to be the church. We discover the answer when we go into the neighborhoods and communities where we live. We discover the genius of what God has been about since the very beginning. God is at work in the everyday, ordinary places where his people live. Still today, we are invited to live out and to share the love of God as a community, committed to love and peace and justice. We exist not just for ourselves, but to practice what it looks like to be the body of Christ, as people being formed into the image of the Son. We live out the story as God's missionary people, serving as a demonstration of what God plans to do in and for all creation in Jesus Christ. Pray with me. God of mission, we want to live into the calling that we are your missionary people. Give us eyes to see the spaces into which you lead us, and give us courage to walk there. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.